Chapter 10, Eggs and Potatoes. The storytelling cowboy's name was Hank Rhodes. He went on to relate a tale of the bad luck that had befallen his last cattle drive. A lightning strike had caused a stampede, costing him 2 good outriders and his chuck wagon. He had lost most of the steers before his crew could regain control of what was left of the herd. This trip back east was not just to see his sister get married. It had also been an unsuccessful attempt to persuade his new brother-in-law to finance his next drive. What few cattle that he had gotten to market barely covered the cost of the rancher's cut, his men's wages, and the cost of this wasted trip. Hank went on to say that for a measly $100 or so, he could have made his sister's new husband $1,000, easy. With his disgust somewhat vented, Hank settled back into his seat, pulled his big cowboy hat over his eyes, then nodded off. He assumed his little rant had accomplished nothing, although it made him feel a little better. Best not to keep that stuff bottled up inside all the time. He did not know that his conversation had stirred the imagination of an eager kid, but that a plan was coming together in Willie's mind as they rolled along into the night. This might be his only chance to become a real cowboy, a dream shared by most boys his age. Although he had little experience with cattle, Willie had the one thing that Hank was now missing: money. Hank seemed trustworthy, but not so much that Willie could tell him of his past life. Those bad things had happened to William Miller. He was now Buck Adams. In Hank's current state of affairs, Buck doubted that his past would make that much difference to Mr. Rhodes, once Buck showed him the money. Still, it would be best not to take that chance. Buck knew that if he put his mind to it, he could come up with a lie that sounded truthful. The boy worked on one all night, and when the train stopped at a small town around dawn for a meal break, Buck was ready to make his move. As the train slowed to a stop, the conductor told the passengers that they had 30 minutes to get something to eat and to use the facilities. The bathroom was foremost on Buck's mind. In this matter, he was apparently not alone. Once outside, the lines formed at the 2 outhouses beside the station. It was obvious from their stench that these facilities were well past due for fresh dug holes. To achieve a little privacy, Buck took the position last in line. With the call of nature satisfied, most of the passengers walked to a small nearby cafe. This was the only building with any light showing at this pre-dawn hour. The breakfast menu was simple. You could buy hard-boiled eggs and a biscuit, or fried eggs along with fried potatoes on a biscuit. Because of the brevity of the layover, the proprietor wrapped all the orders in butcher paper for the train. The establishment also offered a to-go lunch that consisted of an apple and a thick slice of smoked ham on a square of cornbread, still warm from the oven. Noticing that Mr. Rhodes opted for only a quick cup of strong black coffee, Buck purchased 2 of each of the meals, thus making for a fair-sized armful. Shortly after Buck regained his seat, the conductor shouted,
"All aboard!"
The train lurched forward. They were once again heading west. Buck sat still for several minutes, trying to think of the best way to offer Mr. Rhodes some breakfast without offending him. As the other passengers started eating, the train car soon took on the aroma of fresh eggs and biscuits. The smell reminded Buck of his own hunger, and he started eating a biscuit as he mentally rehearsed several ways to make his offer without hurting this obviously proud man's pride. Gathering his nerve, Buck boldly leaned over and tapped Mr. Rhodes on the shoulder. Hank spun around to confront his attacker. In his line of work, one must be on guard at all times. He looked down at Buck, relaxed, then asked,
"What the hell you want, boy?"
"I thought you might be hungry, sir,"
Buck said with a shaky voice as he offered Mr. Rhodes a biscuit.
"Whether I am or not ain't no concern of yours."
Hank snapped back, then turned toward the window.
"I didn't mean to offend you, sir, but after hearing your story about your bad luck, I have a business proposition that might be of interest to you."
"What can a kid like you have to offer that could be of any interest at all to me?"
"Money,"
was Buck's one-word reply. Mr. Rhodes turned, then stared at the boy long and hard for what seemed an eternity. Then he surprised Buck by saying,
"Well, don't just sit there, let's talk, and I'll be having that biscuit you mentioned."
It was obvious Hank could size up any situation quickly. He had nothing to lose by listening to this young man's proposition. It was a long way to Texas, and Hank had to use what little money he did have sparingly. If listening to a kid for a few minutes got him a meal, this was a fair trade. It was not as though he was asking for a handout. The kid was the one who made the offer. Besides, those eggs and potatoes sure smelled tasty. After making short work of his biscuit, Hank started the discussion mockingly.
"So how much you got saved up there, little pard? $10, $15, maybe?"
Buck was disappointed with the light-hearted way Hank was approaching their deal, so he put an end to the conversation with a grunt and moved to another seat a row back. After a few minutes, Hank turned around and said,
"I didn't mean to hurt your feelings there, boy. I guess I didn't think you were sincere."
Buck looked up at him and said, in the manliest voice he could muster,
"I have enough money to finance your next drive. I will loan this money to you on two conditions. First, I expect to be paid back, and second, you must take me along and teach me how to be a cowboy."
"Cattle drive ain't easy, son. You might just get yourself killed. Lots of ways to get hurt on a drive."
"I'm tougher than I look. Besides, if I get killed, you won't have to pay me back the money."
"Damn if that don't beat all. You got sand, boy. I'll give you that."
"So you ready to talk real business now?"
"Hell not. Bring yourself back up here. You got any more grub?"
Hank said with a big grin.